Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. I have Mateen filling in for Qasim today, and our guest today is Stephanie. So Stephanie, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Ribellino. I live in Austin, Texas. I'm one of the few natives left in this city. And I run two companies right now. I have a creative agency. I've been a copywriter for a long time. And I just started a food CPG business. It's an Italian snack. They're lupini beans and they're called Super Loops.
How did you get the idea for Super Loops?
My grandma, rest in peace, my nonna, she actually passed away a couple months ago. And I was asking her a few months ago, I want to start a food company. You've taught me so much about Italian cooking. Like, I'm literally the best chef of all my friends, home cook at least. How can I make this into something I can share with the world? And for a while, I was thinking of just kind of the regular stuff like espresso and, olives, like other things that are just kind of normal Italian stuff. But I was asking her, what's a snack that's under the radar that you used to love to eat in Italy? Because she grew up there in Naples. And how can I tell me about it? Like, tell me something that's under the radar. And she was telling me about lupini beans and how she used to love eating them, but she can't eat them anymore. So I started researching it more. And I was looking at the competitive landscape and I was like, okay, there's only like two companies doing this. I think this is a good starting point. So I've never really dabbled in CPG before. So I'm learning a lot and it's very overwhelming, but it's also so much fun.
So what has been the biggest challenge you face starting the CPG business?
Yeah. So just, I would say everything because I've literally had to start everything from scratch. You know, like starting a creative agency was easy because I'd been writing my whole life. And, you know, after college, I've had so many different creative jobs. So that was like easy as pie. But with starting the CPG snacks company, I was like, okay, I need to learn everything from supply chain management to logistics, how to place a purchase order, how to find suppliers, how to come up with a recipe, how I'm going to fund everything. There hasn't really been one thing that's been hard. I feel like it's all been hard. And knowing the order of when to do things and what kind of service providers to use has also been super challenging. Finding the right designer who shares the right vision and also fits in with the budget. There hasn't been one thing. I would say the easiest thing has been nailing down the recipe. That was only a 3-month process.
Do you feel like having, you know, this background as a creative, you know, you having your own company, has helped you in terms of marketing or just getting like the word out there?
Yeah, I would say my background in marketing and working for creative businesses has been a huge boon for getting started, because that's kind of the easiest part for me is the ideation and the way I want it to look and the way I want it to be presented to the world. That's all easy because I've already worked with so many other companies doing that. I would say the biggest challenge there is staying true to the vision, sticking with the direction, not getting distracted by what other branding trends are going on, like being confident in creative decisions. I would say that's the biggest challenge. But I was reading on LinkedIn the other day how it's kind of a shame for creatives to not start their own brands because they have all this background knowledge. And 100%. I was like, yeah. That's me.
100%. And especially, I mean, like you mentioned that you have this recipe and you're good at cooking. I think it's something that, you know, so many people are looking for these new ideas. And I think, you know, so I guess if you can talk like a little bit more about your product, like what makes you better than your competition?
Oh my God, so much better. Because I obviously did a lot of research. I tried them all. So lupini beans are not something that's really penetrated the US market, but they are very popular among like plant-based people, people following vegan and vegetarian diets, because they have so much protein in them. They have 2 times more protein than chickpeas, and they have less carbs and calories. So they're really keto friendly, but they're also just really delicious. They're pickled in a vinegary brine, and then they're marinated in extra virgin olive oil and spices. And there are 3 flavors that I'm starting out with, chimichurri, hot Calabrian pepper, and lemon herb. And I wanted to, although they are an Italian snack, I wanted to bridge both my heritages together. My dad is from Ecuador and my mom is Italian. So I wanted to include some South American flavors, and just kind of get some spice going, you know, because like the competition is bland.
That makes sense. So in terms of scalability, what is your goal? Is it more like D2C or B2B, like getting it in stores? Like, what are you looking to do?
Yeah, so I'm going to start out D2C. And get the buzz going that way, work on the online channels, and then from there, go to wholesale. Would love to obviously be in Whole Foods. I feel an Erewhon, like those are the 2 main markets that I feel like they would be perfect in. And being in Texas, you know, there's so many different stores, like small little shoppy shops. Central Market, like Central Market is a paradise for foodies. So I really want to start out intentionally and slow and really get my footing, because the last thing I want to do is run out of money, or, you know, I feel like that's the worst thing that could happen is running out of money.
As of right now, how are you getting the word out, you know, in terms of, you know, you mentioned D2C, is it more like social media marketing, or like how are you telling people about what you've created?
Yeah, so they actually, Superloops have not launched yet. They're launching this month. So there's been a lot of on the ground sampling. So I've been doing some events here in Austin with Startup CPG. That's a nice community of folks. And then the beans made their appearance at a snack shot event in Boston, the other day. And then I've just been sort of giving people them and getting feedback, because I feel like I'm still in that stage where, you know, I can still switch things up if someone tells me like, oh, this is off, or I have a suggestion. I'm still in that stage where I can do a lot of sampling, get a lot of feedback, and iterate from there. But soon when we launch, there'll be a lot of paid ads, social media stuff, organic content obviously is super important. You know, people love seeing high protein recipes, which they are perfect for, because you can put them in salads, you can put them in pasta, you can put them on toast, you can do whatever you want. Like, they're super versatile. So I'm going to focus on creating content for Instagram and TikTok.
Exciting. You know, and I think especially with food, like as you mentioned, right, like people actually trying it themselves, there's nothing like it. Like, they try a sample, okay, now I actually want to buy it, and I want to buy more, and I want to spread the word.
Yeah, totally. And they will post about it on their own social media platforms, and then from there, it's a ripple effect.
Awesome. So can you talk a little bit more about, like you mentioned D2C, about the role of technology in your company with your website, or even if you're using any artificial intelligence?
I'm not using AI right now. It's pretty simple Shopify setup. I'm all ears, though, to hear what AI can do for the beans.
Well, I'd say AI is more of like, you know, it's like more of a customer service tool. It's like a chatbot, or, you know, having people like product recommendation. I think, you know, one thing I would say is like, when it comes to information, right? Because there's so many people that in America have no idea what this product is. So explain like the value of your product. Okay, like it's big in Italy, like here's why, you know, it tastes good, whatever, all these like nutrients, like all this value. I think that's where AI can come in. It's like having these conversations with customers that may be like, oh, like, you know, what's in this product? Why should I buy it? You know, answering those questions.
Okay. Well, I would love to hear your recommendations after this for chatbots that can answer all these questions, because I was just planning on making video content, but I like that too.
Yeah, no, it's something that like we've seen, like, you know, it's like, cause, like, you know, video content is great, but it's like people oftentimes, like many, you know, like many of our clients that they have these conversations and they get like all these emails all day long or messages like what's in it, what's, you know, as opposed to like a 24/7 conversation. And if people want to buy it overseas, you might be sleeping. They want like an instant response. So it gives those like instant conversations with machine learning.
Okay. Well, they'll have to be patient for a second until I figure this out.
Sounds good. So in terms of, you know, in terms of like finding the right partners when it comes to, like you mentioned earlier, being more familiar with like supply chain and manufacturing. So how did you go about finding like the right partners to actually make this product for you?
Honestly, so I'm actually making all the product myself. Me and my mom have a commercial kitchen and we rented space in, and we're starting out doing it that way. But as far as suppliers goes, honestly, like I have friends in high places. I feel like referrals is always the best way to go. Like when you start any company, just talking to other founders and being like, where should I find this? Who should do my website? Where did you find your supplier? Where should I be looking? So, I have, a really good friend of mine works for HEB, and he was helping me with that whole thing because he literally lives and breathes supply chain management. So just ask your friends, you know, because they're all doing interesting stuff, and you can sit in a Google hole for 2 hours, or you can just, you know, get other people involved, because it takes a village.
100%. And I think also, like you mentioned earlier, that you're in Austin. So I think it definitely probably helps because there are so many founders there. So can you talk more about, you know, being there and how that's helped your business?
Yeah. So I grew up in Austin, but no one I know from the past is really still around. So I've pretty much had to start from scratch as far as networking and community, because I left for my 20s. I lived in LA. So I came back and I was like, okay, Austin's a totally new city. There are all these really smart and, dare I say, very rich people. Which was not the case when I was in high school, going to like music shows and all that. So, I kind of just started the online route where I was finding communities like Startup PPG, Snackshot. I don't know if y'all have heard of Geneva. That's a really cool kind of Discord tool where a lot of online communities live. There's a group called Female Founder World. I mean, I just got really busy online, and then from there made those in real life, you know, connections. So yeah, I just say everyone hides behind their computer, but when they find out you're in Austin, they're like, okay, let's get coffee, you know?
So do you think these real life, like in-person meetups help when it comes to networking? Because I think that so many people just forget about that. They're like, oh, well, like COVID, it could just be on Zoom. Like, can you just talk just more about that? I mean, how much the in-person meetups like, have actually helped you out?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm the queen of online communities because I find most of my copywriting jobs through online communities too. So I know where to find them. I know what to do, but taking it offline and meeting in person just solidifies that trust. So making an effort to go to conferences or meetups or any of that, that just reminds people who you are. And so later down the road, when they're thinking like, oh, who do I know? They'll think of you. Whereas like, if you're just hiding behind Twitter all day, and not actually making an effort to meet people in person, it doesn't have the same effect. Like people 100%. Kind of know who you are, but they don't really know you.
Yeah, so, Twitter's a great platform, but I feel like, to your point, it's like it's not the, not even close to the same as meeting people in person.
No, and like I don't feel comfortable. I'm not super active on Twitter, but I'm not super comfortable asking people for help or asking people random questions if I don't have that kind of context and in-person relatability. So that's why I think it's important to start where you're at. Start, like, if you live in Austin, look for in-person things in Austin. And sometimes they're band together by a group, an online group. But make an effort, like go out, go talk to people. There's literally like no, there is endless amount of community, you know?
That's true. So you mentioned obviously that you're about to launch in a month. So besides that, what would you say is your top business priority in the next 3 to 6 months?
Selling lots of Lupini babies. No, my main goal is to get them launched. There's been lots of hiccups as far as just me needing to know how to do this thing. But that's okay. And, getting them launched, having a good holiday season. I definitely want to, introduce some holiday products that are more giftable. Because right now they come in little pouches and I want to come up with, the perfect holiday Lupini bean. But yeah, my main goal is just to get better at marketing them and coming up with a solid launch plan. And, that's pretty much it. It's just getting through, y'all.
I think when it comes to hiccups and challenges, like that's how you learn. Like you're always going to have challenges early on. And I think it's just like overcoming those hurdles. Like that's really what's going to make you really successful, like, at the end of the day.
Yeah. And if you don't go through it yourself, you're not going to have the same learnings, you know, like you can read whatever CPG book you want, or you can watch, you know, whatever interviews you want, listen to whatever podcast, but unless you're actually doing it, there's no one size fits all strategy.
100%. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Oh my gosh, it's hard to even know. One piece of advice, I would say, looking back a couple months, I would say get more focused. Like getting other people's opinions and thoughts and, you know, getting approached by stores and all that, like, feels really good. But you need to like look inside and look at your vision and say, okay, I can take all of these data points and think them through, but you're the entrepreneur. You know what's right. You know what you want to do. So don't let other people's noise kind of break your focus and distract you, because that's really easy, especially when you start something cool, because everyone's going to want to give you their 2 cents. I would say, like, talk to your mom, because she's going to give you like the, you know, the absolute truth. Whereas other people can be like, okay, maybe they want to take your money, you know, maybe they want to you to hire them, you know? So I would say, like, talk to like a few trusted people, but don't let other people's noise get in the way of your vision.
Makes sense. I think for me, like, my mom, she's like, why are you doing this? You know, so I don't know. Everybody's parents are different. Like, my mom, like, I'll ask her for certain opinions, because, you know, but it's like, she's like, you should get like a real job or something, you know? And I think it's like, she just doesn't get it. But I think, yeah, it depends like on your parents.
Yeah. I mean, parents, especially like the boomer generation, they had such a different experience than us, you know? So I think once they get used to the fact, like, okay, my kid's an entrepreneur, they're not going to have the same life plan as me. I think my parents are definitely over it. Now they're like excited.
Yeah. Well, I think also like my parents like are immigrants, right? You know, so it's like, that's also like a different mindset. You know, they came here trying to get by. So it's like, they don't think like, you know, big picture. So they're like, you know, stable job and this and that. So it's a very different perspective.
Totally. Yeah. You know, us as millennials, like, we don't have multiple houses. We didn't like strike big with one career. So we have to be entrepreneurs if like we have these big goals.
100%. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for Superloofs?
They're going to be the number one Italian snack. And they are going to be in several stores. Because that's my main goal. I know that as a consumer, I discover new snacks in store. I tend to not buy online unless I'm like obsessed with something. So my goal is to create these obsessive moments for people where they're like, I need that. And they're requesting them in stores, and we're doing stores.
That's awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or the best way to get in contact with you?
Yeah. You can, my website is superloops.com, SUPERLUPES.com. And my email address is Stephanie@superloops.com. And you can hit me up anytime. And awesome. I hope you're fine.
Awesome. Well, Stephanie, I want to say thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you. Hopefully in 1 year from now, even sooner, we can chat as your company keeps growing, and we're wishing you the best of luck this holiday season.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Hey, have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you, Dan. That was so much fun.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
All right. I'm sorry I took so long to get back to you.
No worries. No worries.
Yeah.
We try and be persistent, you know. It's like if somebody's
Yeah. it's been like a tough summer for me, but now like fall is coming and like it's time to focus. So
yeah,
I appreciate you. And that was awesome. Super fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Like stammer too much.
No, it was good. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Thanks. Bye.